The Senate Agriculture Committee narrowly advanced a controversial measure that would ban fracking. That's something environmental groups like Floridians Against Fracking have been pushing for years now, but many still aren't happy with the bill because of what's not in it. Here's Floridians Against Fracking's Ryan Lee.
We do feel that the fracking ban bill does need to be amended to ban matrix acidizing, and that the other issues covered in this amendment don't do that.
Matrix acidizing is a process used to dissolve rock and extract oil and natural gas. It happens at a lower pressure than hydraulic fracturing. That's the most common fracking practice. The bill passed 3-2 on party lines. Boca Raton Democratic Senator Kevin Rader is one of the no votes.
For many years that I've been coming up here, the governors have always been enormously opposed to offshore drilling. But when it comes to fracking, you know, I thought we were on the same page. But when you don't include all different forms of fracking, which includes matrix acidizing in the definition, well, then it's not doing everything it should be doing.
Language authorizing oil drilling in the Everglades also found its way into the bill. That's courtesy of an amendment by Bartow Republican Senator Ben Albritton. He's the committee's chairman. It largely codifies administrative rules set by the State Department of Environmental Protection into law and adds new restrictions on obtaining a permit. Albritton says it's a done deal, citing a recent ruling by the First District Court of Appeal allowing oil drilling in the Everglades. This amendment would make it safer, he says.
The impacts of this amendment would be that the above ground portions of that operation would be exposed to greater cost, exposed to greater restrictions, and essentially the goal here, this all was very organic, the goal here would be that it would increase the safety of the above ground portions of that operation.
Albritton also offered an amendment that would ban companies from pumping fracking waste into wells that received praise from environmentalists like Florida Food and Water Watch. Only one amendment failed. Pensacola Republican Senator Doug Broxson's proposal would have banned using acid in any Florida well, either oil or water. This alarmed an unlikely coalition of activists, the Florida Petroleum Council, Florida Food and Water Watch, and the Sierra Club of Florida. Broxson, clearly dismayed over the opposition, withdrew his amendment.
Mr. Chairman, the effort of this amendment is to create an even playing field. We've had so much rhetoric, so much information that's been given in this committee. Some of it certainly not accurate, but we have a test tube called J Florida that's been working for 50 years. And to make the kind of accusations that's been made in this committee is really offensive.
The committee voted and adjourned 20 minutes before its scheduled end at the behest of Chairman Albritton. This upset the committee's Democrats and dozens of activists who lined up to speak on the issue. The Florida Democratic Party is calling the bill a sham and says Republicans should be ashamed for, quote, betraying Florida's bipartisan tradition of protecting the environment. Florida Food and Water Watch said in a statement it's, quote, appalling lawmakers chose not to include matrix acidizing in the ban. A similar fracking ban filed by Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Momford includes the prohibition on matrix acidizing. It got the nod from the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, but it will likely die in committee. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.